Welcome to the East Surrey Bump to Birth podcast, hosted by myself, Emma, and my wonderful friend, Becca. This podcast is dedicated to parents-to-be and new families in the East Surrey area, providing a wealth of knowledge and support through the exciting journey of pregnancy and birth.
Join us as we discuss everything from prenatal care and childbirth education to navigating the challenges of life with a new baby. We'll be joined by guest expert speakers, including midwives, doulas, breastfeeding experts, nutritionists and more, who will share their insights and expertise to help you make informed decisions and feel confident in your choices.
Whether you're a first-time parent or a seasoned pro, the East Surrey Bump to Birth podcast has something for everyone. With a focus on empowering parents, we will help you feel calm, confident and supported through your pregnancy and birth journey. So tune in and get ready to be inspired.
Hi Emma.
Hello Becca, how are you?
All right, how's your week been?
Not too bad actually.
No, we're officially in spring now, aren't we? Are we now in the spring? Are we close to spring equinox?
We're a couple of weeks off, I think. I have daffodils in my front garden, so it's spring by my...
Yeah, I think I'm being optimistic, trying to jump ahead a couple of weeks.
It's the 20th or the 21st of March, I believe.
But we have got lighter evenings, so it is nice. It's starting to get a bit more spring-like now, isn't it?
It is, it's nice. But we have a guest today.
We do.
Us rattling on about spring. We have Chloe here with us today, and we are going to hand over to her to introduce who she is, what she does.
Yes. Over to you, Chloe.
Thank you. Hello. Yeah, my name is Chloe, and I am a Pilates teacher, and I own a studio in Hawley called Studio Ember. So I still am a nurse, so I work in intensive care. And during the pandemic, I thought, this is too stressful, this is too much, and wanted a bit more of a work-life balance, so did my Pilates training then, and then ever since I've been building up Pilates, and now at the studio we have Pilates, bar, reformer and yoga. So
wow.
I've been very selfish in creating a studio space that I wanted myself.
That's amazing.
In actual fact, I think you've done something that you've created. There probably was a gap there in terms of, it's proven, you know, how popular you've been, that actually it was needed. So actually I don't think it's selfish. I think you've provided a great service for the area.
Well, I'm glad that everyone else wanted what I wanted. So it's been really, really good. The studio itself, I've tried to make it a studio that everyone feels welcome, that is as inclusive as possible, and mm-hmm. it's not one of these places that you turn up and you need to be wearing your fancy gym wear and a full face of makeup and a blow dry. It's very much just bring yourself, wear your pyjamas if you want to.
Very relaxed.
Like, keep yourself cosy, and just trying to create a space for people to be able to mindfully work out. Mm.
And it looks fantastic. So when I've seen, if you look at your Instagram account, then the pictures of the studio itself, you've really created a lovely vibe. It looks really, really good. Really good.
Thank you. No, it was very much, we kind of ripped it up. So the space itself was a pet shop. So it was, so it's very much been bleached from from ceiling to floor. But as we kind of ripped it all apart, it was amazing what we found underneath, and we were able to use its kind of natural features to make it into a warm, inviting space. And I mean, it's painted the same colour as my bathroom, because I painted my bathroom just before I got the keys to the studio, and I thought, I like this colour, I'm going to stick it in the studio.
Why not? Very economical, I like
it. I'm very happy with the space we've created. It's only been open for, it's been about 8 to 12 weeks now. We've got lots of instructors at the studio as well, so it's not just myself. We've got professionals in the Pilates capacity, the yoga capacity. We've got physiotherapists that are also Pilates teachers. So we've tried to cover kind of all areas that we can. And then classes wise, what we're more talking about today, we have the pregnancy Pilates, we have the postnatal Pilates, and then we all specialize in different areas as well.
Oh, really?
Can we kind of start at the beginning with the pregnancy Pilates?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Listeners of the podcast might have heard before we've done an episode where we talked about pregnancy yoga. And yeah. Certainly for me, as not a yogi or someone that does Pilates, what is the difference?
Yeah. Same here, actually. Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to know the difference. Yeah.
So pregnancy Pilates, so essentially in Pilates we use the core principles that were created by Joseph Pilates himself.
Right.
So exactly.
Oh, I didn't.
Lots of people don't know that it came from the gentleman that is Joseph Pilates. Mm. Pregnancy Pilates is adapted from Pilates to make it pregnancy safe, but we use all of the main core principles of Pilates within pregnancy. So if I very briefly go through the principles.
Yes, please. Yep.
So the first one is breath work, so using mm-hmm. your breath to assist in the movements also creates that mindful experience as well. You've got pelvic placement. Yeah. Obviously that's something that is adjusted during pregnancy. Mm-hmm. You've got rib cage placement. So really working on not overextending through the spine. You've got spine placement. Mm-hmm. And then you've got neck lengthening, essentially. Mm-hmm. And shoulder and scapular placement as well. So it's a kind of a head to toe of these five key principles that we essentially use in every exercise.
I see.
So I couldn't tell you the deep depths of yoga.
No.
Pregnancy yoga, but I know obviously it comes from the original principles of yoga.
Yes.
And that kind of is the difference between the two.
And can I say, is it sort of, again, because I'm a bit like Emma, I'm a bit a novice in terms of this. In terms of the actual exercises, mm-hmm. are they similar or are they quite different? I know it's hard to describe because we're not looking, but what's sort of, I don't know. The movements involved, I guess.
There are exercises that both in yoga and Pilates that we do. So we've got that kind of interlink, that mixture in the middle, and then we've got our own little parts as well, exactly. Yeah. Our little offshoots, exactly. So, you know, essentially we've got lots of stretch elements that they might have in yoga mm-hmm. as well. And sometimes, you know, I go to the studio and I go to a yoga class and I'm like, oh yeah, we do that in Pilates. Yeah. So yeah, there's definitely elements and fusions between the two, but then you can categorize them away from one another as well.
Got you. Okay.
So what is the benefit of going to pregnancy Pilates?
So the benefits of pregnancy Pilates, so we really work on keeping the body mobile during pregnancy. We work on getting the body ready for labour or any form of
just so important, is it, to keep the body flexible and moving and strong for labour. Because labour is a real workout, and also I've been doing a lot of learning recently about the pelvis and labour and about how important it is that your pelvis has like as much flexibility in it so
absolutely.
It can move properly for birth.
Yeah, and so the pelvic floor as well. Yeah. We know the importance of the pelvic floor. So all these types of exercises, including Pilates, are going to strengthen that pelvic floor.
Exactly.
Which is so important for birth, as we know. So it's all, like Emma says, it's all good for that side of things, isn't it?
And the pelvic floor is a really interesting topic because there's a lot of focus on strengthening the pelvic floor, which is something that we focus on in pregnancy Pilates, but also relaxing the pelvic floor. So that's something that quite often gets forgotten about.
Yeah.
So it's great to strengthen the pelvic floor for postpartum, but actually being able to relax the pelvic floor is super important for labour itself.
Yeah, I think people forget that, yes, that pelvic floor is important to be strong, like you said, especially in recovery, lots of kind of jokes and talking about bladder control and things like that. But people sometimes overlook the fact that their baby does need to pass through the baby to be born.
It needs to relax, doesn't it? It's got to be able to untense in order to pass through.
Yeah. Exactly. So yeah, we mainly focus on pregnancy Pilates and keeping the body as strong and mobile as possible. And then using that breath work to create a mindful experience for them.
Yeah.
We often talk about oxytocin, don't we? It's me and Emma's favourite word, and I suppose it's all going to help in terms of oxytocin boosting as well, in terms of relaxing the mind and relaxing the body, which is key for, you know, breath work, really. So
exactly. And also, you know, it's a social space. We keep the pregnancy classes small, just so that we're able to give a bit more of an individualised approach for people. But we have up to about 10 ladies in class, and I just love the conversation because it's all, you know, how many weeks are you? What symptoms are you having? What symptoms did you have? What's your birth plan? What, you know, so there's, it becomes a little community within within the
That's lovely.
Class. It's so important when you're pregnant as well, and making friends, even if, they're not exactly the same number of weeks as you, but as you move through then into motherhood, having other local people that you know that also have small babies that you can go and have a coffee with, or as they get a little bit older, keep you sane and soft play. It's so important. And I think going and doing an exercise class, you're getting the benefit to your body.
Body and brain.
But also your social.
Exactly. And also, do you know what I love? So at the start of class, so quite often in class, I use the big Swiss balls, you know, the big sitting on Swiss balls.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'll be kind of checking everyone in and like welcoming everyone at the start, and everyone's just on their little ball. They've walked in, they're circling their hips, they're wiggling around getting on ready. Their ball, you know. That's always a firm favourite. When we're not doing a class of the Swiss ball, I do get quite a few sighs.
Where's that ball?
But I love the Swiss ball. Everybody in class loves the Swiss ball. So
they're a great asset, aren't they?
I mean, we should all, pregnant or not, we should all be sitting on a Swiss ball. I love them.
Posture as well, aren't
they? So good. And just keeping that mobility through the body, but also, you know, unconsciously working on your core strength from just your sitting stability is super, super good. So
and I imagine you do these on a weekly basis.
Yes, so pregnancy Pilates at Studio Ember, we teach on Mondays at 6 o'clock in the evening, and then we also do offer one-to-one classes as well if someone was new to it and wanted a bit more of an individual approach, or there was something in particular they wanted to work on, or an ache, pain or injury that they wanted to really focus on, then we do offer one-to-one as well.
That's really good.
And when should someone come to pregnancy Pilates? Is there a case of too early, too late? When is it suitable?
So I would say there's never too late. What we normally say about starting pregnancy Pilates is 12 weeks onwards. But normally the general guidance is between 0 to 12 weeks, you can continue to do your normal exercise routine, your regime. So if you're doing Pilates already, carry on with your normal Pilates class. But always make sure that your instructor or who you're being taught by is aware of it. So that's what we normally say, between 0 to 12 weeks. Carry on what you're doing. Unless you are doing a high-risk sport, then it might be worthwhile to kind of take a bit more of an individual approach to that. For example, I'm a Pilates teacher. I'm also a horse rider. You know, I have my older horse, who's a very stable, plod along and fine. I've got my younger horse, who I've fallen off quite a few times and is quite flighty. So then you've got a little bit more of an individual basis.
Yeah.
But that's going off slightly on a tangent. So we normally say stick with your normal exercise routine. Then at 12 weeks, we would say...
That's when the stuff with the more specialised...
Exactly. And also we say, you know, if you've never done Pilates before... Do wait until you're 12 weeks as well. Get over that first trimester and then start something from then. We always say just keep it your normal between your 0 and 12 weeks. So, 12 weeks plus. And, you know, I have people that come right to the end of their pregnancy. If you feel happy... Keep coming out on Mondays at 6 o'clock, then carry on coming to class.
it's going to benefit all the way up to birth, really, let's face it, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly. You know, exactly.
Yeah. Especially those last minute aches and pains as you get more pregnant and
And also just the emotional, like when you get to the end and it's all very, you know, you can feel stressed and emotional because, you know, you don't know when baby's coming and then of course stressful appointments. So coming to an outlet where you can just let it all out and relax and just let off some steam, I guess.
Let your body be.
It's probably really good as well.
I mean, not only is it good for the mum, but, you know, studies show that exercising during pregnancy is so good for the baby or the fetus as well. I mean, studies show that the heart rate and the BP, or the blood pressure, sorry, of the fetus will increase when the mum's heart rate increases, essentially creating cardiovascular health within the womb. And other studies show that, you know, exercising during pregnancy, the baby can go into their adult life with a better cardiovascular benefit.
That's interesting, isn't it?
So essentially exercising during pregnancy is making your baby exercise during
If I've got to do it, you've got
that
to do it.
That doesn't mean they come out and they're crawling or
starts doing its Pilates moves a minute after it's born, like
exactly. But yeah, so normally 12 weeks up until birth, we say.
And I guess that leads nicely, probably what he's going to say, is then we go on to the postnatal side of things. If someone thinks, yeah, I really want to continue this, I've had my baby, I loved it so much, I want to continue. How does it work with postnatal Pilates?
Yes, so postnatal, so we teach postnatal Pilates on a Wednesday at 10:30. And this is a bring your baby class. So it is the cutest class of the week at Ember. So we actually have two instructors. We have myself and another postnatal trained instructor teaching the class. One of us teaches, one of us hugs the babies. Has cuddles with the babies. Yeah, I know. It's the best job of the week. So we're kind of there as the interim when, you know, the little sobs start or anything like that, or we just need a little bit of extra comfort or attention, then we're there to kind of allow the mums to continue to exercise. So postnatal Pilates we recommend from 6 weeks plus postpartum. In our classes, we normally say 6 weeks till crawling, just because when we get to the crawling stage, it can get a little bit busy.
Like 6 weeks, even in the case of a more complicated birth, like a cesarean, or does that change the advice at all?
So normally what we say is have your 6 week checkup with a health professional who has said yes, you can start exercising, and then go from there. So we like them to have that sign off before they start. So sometimes with C-sections we find that might be a little bit later. So for example, they might have their checkup at 8 weeks. Yeah, we want that little sign off before they start exercising.
Makes sense.
And then go from there. But again, it's a really, like we were saying, a pregnancy Pilates, it's a real social situation. You know, it goes from pregnancy where we're talking about symptoms and names and whatnot to
how much sleep are you getting?
How much sleep?
What do the nappies look like?
Are they rolling over yet? You know, we had one baby in class this week and she almost rolled over for the first time. I was like, please do it during Pilates.
Exactly.
I was like, can we say Pilates did it? And it's lovely. And you can see week on week, the baby's growing bigger. They start to interact with one another. So we have all of these soft play mats out in the studio. So the babies are in the middle and the mums are all on the outside. So they're in a circle. And it's great. And again, it's another social situation. And quite often the mums stay after and they're chatting or they go off for coffee together after. So
it's nice for mum and baby, isn't it? Benefits for both of them.
Exactly. And it's, you know, it's nice to have a club where it's actually benefiting the mum as well as
as you've said about soft play and everything, it's all for the kids rather than for the parent, isn't it?
There's so many, and there's so many benefits too, things like sensory classes and things, but actually there's so much choice when your child becomes like a toddler and you've got baby ballet and cute things like that, but when they're really little and actually mums are adjusting to maternity leave and their partners have gone back to work, and it can actually be a really lonely time, and having that scheduled Wednesday morning going off, knowing you're going to have some social interaction, you're going to take some time to heal your own body as well, you're adjusting to your new body postpartum and
all of
those something things. For mum as well,
we very much at the studio as well, we do think, you know, everybody has busy lives now, everything is hectic. If you're late to class, that is absolutely fine. You know, we're not one of these studios that's like, sorry, can't come in, you know, it's 2 minutes past. If you want to turn up 15 minutes into the class, but you've made it there and you've got out of the house, then just join in. You know, there's never any...
Exactly, especially with a newborn baby, you don't know yet.
There's never any negativity there. It's very much just come in and... you know, do what you need to do.
Yeah.
And we also make sure it's, you know, it's not a space that is competitive. It's not a space where you have to push yourself to the hardest point. We always make modifications to make exercises easier and more difficult. And just go at the pace that works for you. If you want to have a rest. You know, it's a workout for you.
Just do the minimum, you know, just
right.
You're not in competition with anybody else. Exactly. If you've had a night where baby hasn't slept very much, then if you want to take it at a slower pace, you are more than welcome to do that.
Yeah. It's just getting out of the house is a reward in itself, really, isn't it? Just an achievement itself at that stage. So, yeah.
That
sounds amazing.
Both sound amazing. Really nurturing is kind of the vibe that I really get from it all, which is what new mums need.
That's what we wanted to create with the space. So I'm glad that that's how it comes across.
Yeah, for both the pregnancy and postnatal, they both sound like a nice, safe, really relaxed, calm space, you know, that is welcoming for people to come to. So they both sound lovely.
And it's nice to see kind of... where you go from the pregnancy Pilates and then they disappear for a little bit and then they come back and they're in postnatal Pilates and then move on to the other classes as well.
And then once baby's that bit older and cooling, then
babysitter
come
to one of our evening classes. Absolutely.
From there.
Absolutely. Something for every part of the journey, isn't there? Which is lovely.
Yes, even then, once baby's calling and things, it's still just as important that mum has that outlet.
Exactly.
It might not be in a mum and baby group anymore, but it's time away from the family and some peace and quiet to go and move your body.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's wonderful.
Sounds really, really good.
Thank you.
And like we've discussed, both have got a lot of health benefits, like you've mentioned. So... that's really beneficial as well.
Yes.
The health benefits.
Yeah, so many health benefits of keeping moving during pregnancy and then keeping moving during postpartum. And, you know, a big part of postpartum is recovery post-labour. So, again, we work on a lot of pelvic floor strengthening. We work on a lot of re-engaging that core stability. You know, we might have cases of diastasis recti, which is separation of the linear alba. So if you think of your abdominals as like a corset, imagine kind of separation of the corset at the front of the body across the belly button. We work a lot on re-knitting that corset back together. And we also work on a lot of asymmetry with postnatal ladies, because what you normally find is that you've got a side that you prefer to carry baby on, or you've got a side that you always rotate to when you're putting the pram away, or popping baby in bed. So we work a lot on kind of reducing any over rotation and strengthening through both sides to create that symmetry, which is just going to help you later down.
Yeah, as well. So that's all those aches and pains that you still do have in new motherhood.
Of course.
Exactly.
Well, we know that when you're pregnant, all your organs get squished together, and then when you give birth, everything has to realign again, everything has to shift back, as it were. So doing those sort of exercises to help the body kind of get that balance back again is, like you say, really beneficial.
That's it. That's it. Definitely.
Yeah. Well, we will do our usual putting all the information below this episode so you know where to go and find Chloe. I believe you were talking about a little code for any listeners that want to come and find you.
Yes, we will put a code with the podcast.
Amazing.
So you can have a little discount.
So have a look for that. We'll put that in the details. So have a look for that. But no, thank you. That's really interesting. And I think it's just, again, it's lovely to hear something out there for people, something for mums, isn't it? It's just really nice to hear that's available out there. So thank you for coming on and sharing with us.
Thank you very much for having me. And it'll be fabulous to collaborate in the future.
But thanks for listening. And me and Em will be back very, very soon.
Yeah.
Take care. Thank you for tuning in to the East Surrey Bump to Baby podcast today. If you have any topics you'd like us to cover in the upcoming episodes, please do get in touch. You can find me, Becca, at Be Your Own Birth on www.beyourownbirth.co.uk, and you can also find me on Facebook and Instagram.
And you can find me, Emma, at Calm Mama Collective, www.calmmamacollective.co.uk, and on Instagram I am calmmama_hypnobirthing. We'll see you next time.